We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We've made it to the final segment.
We have.
We're almost there. We're in the home stretch,
people. We got the Saturday morning coffee jingles going now.
We got the whole crew here. Jacob in the house. Great to have you, as always.
Thank you.
And, of course, the original gunsmith, Jonathan Smith himself. And, of course, the final segment, as always, it's Williams Gun Sight Company. They got some guns, I imagine, you want to talk about, John.
Well, yeah, there's a couple there that I like. You know, they are Michigan's largest gun dealer, and they've been sponsoring the show from day one, and we appreciate it.
So, really quickly, I know we were talking about pistol caliber carbines the last segment.
Yes, and we still
I saw this week, and it's been a long time coming, a brand new, that I consider this a pistol caliber carbine, Rossi Lever Action.
Yeah.
And 454 Casull.
Right.
That has, they're out 15 years ago, and they were discontinued. They brought them back out. I was happy to see it.
Right.
Feasibility, but it's a lot more powerful than
a 9mm or a 10mm or anything.
It's going to put a thump down.
No kidding.
But if
it's a bear stopper.
That's a pistol caliber carbine for major hunting.
Well, and oddly enough, as we talk about PCCs during the segment.
And it was threaded, too.
Yeah.
So if you want to suppress a 454, I mean, if you want something that large.
Maybe if I could have explained to you what I was going to talk about during the segment, you would have waited till I just talked about that gun. So.
Well, no, you're going to surprise me with your five guns you selected.
Five?
However many.
15. 80.
He just printed off the whole list.
No, I didn't. No, but they've got a lot of good guns in stock right now. Plus, okay. I didn't even touch on the clearance guns that are there, you know. So I just went used only.
Oh, I know. So, I'm a Smith. I go to the clearance section first. My father taught me well.
All right.
Yeah, it's the way it works. So Williams Gun Sight on the range since when? 1926. Mm. 99 years of fun.
We're right at that precipice of 100 years.
Yeah.
Right on the edge. We're looking out over 100 years.
As my countdown for deer season goes. Yeah. Our countdown for the 100-year anniversary.
John, is it too early to start getting supplies for hunting season?
It's a day that ends in Y, Dan, so I would say no. I would say you go for it. You buy everything you possibly can today because it might not be there tomorrow.
Is it probably a good time to stock up on ammo?
It's a good time to stock on ammo.
Our price is really good.
Prices are really good. So he reads me like a book, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, I heard Williams is open 7 days a week, too.
Uh-huh.
10 to 6, 7 days a week. Can you imagine that?
Very convenient.
Now, I will be there next Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th.
Coming up.
So plan on coming out, saying hi, shake hands, and buy some lottery or some raffle tickets. Lottery tickets.
Buy some scratch-offs.
State license lottery. You better read the license number now.
Do I have to do that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I don't have the number on top of my head. I don't have it in front of me.
It's R801 26.
1618?
It's very close to
something
that.
Like that. It's on our website.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing to worry about.
It's legal.
I just don't have a copy of it in
trust
here
me, it's
me.
Legal.
Well, we're supposed
it's
to.
Legal. It is a, yeah, it's legal. Yeah. I'm not selling the tickets right
no.
now. We're selling them there.
That's right.
And there the license will be
it'll
on
be,
display.
It'll be posted. And so, it'll have tickets for sale and like 11 great and guns that you could possibly
11
win.
Guns. And yeah. Williams, of course, is one of our sponsors.
That's who will transact it.
10 other or 15 other great companies that stepped up to help us.
Lots of them.
So now talking PCCs. Now these are pistol caliber carbines, new and used. There's tons of them at Williams. And like I said, you either got the long range guns or you got the medium range and short range like these are. So let's see what is on the used rack. So very first gun I picked out, Jacob, is a lever action. It's a Citadel.
Okay.
This is the one. It's all black. It's got like a
rail on it and stuff.
Web stock, the whole thing. Really cool looking gun.
It's the new
and
age.
It is really cool looking. It is threaded.
An operator this one's cowboy.
This is the Lev. It's called the Lev Tech. Lever Action Tactical.
So creative.
92.
Okay, so it's a pistol. So it's a 357 or?
44 Magnum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, which is good. Tactical lever gun. They got it used. I'm going to call this a conversation starter and finisher. It's just under $800 used, but it's got all the bells and whistles you can get on one. It is really nice.
Just an import.
Citadel. It's a they make a lot of shotguns.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where they're made. I think they're Spanish, but I'm not positive.
That sounds
I think the Citadels are Spanish made. Anyways, now
the Citadel.
There you go. Now,
okay, so I give that.
That's
you want
very
me to rate
similar.
That on a 1 to 10?
Well, we
I give
looked
it a 5.
At a, we looked at Rossi the other day, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I know the quality of Citadels. It's not my first choice,
no,
but it's a good gun.
But it's a neat gun.
If you had
know?
To, it would save your life.
Somebody's probably going to have a lot of fun with this one.
If you want to be a tactical urban cowboy with that thing, go for it.
Not going all John Travolta on you, but anyways, let's look at the Urban Cowboy. No. So
Gucci Flage.
Yeah, exactly. Next one, a Rossi.
Okay.
Circuit Judge.
Oh yeah.
This is not. It's not a carbine, but it's a carbine length gun.
I like it.
It's a revolver in 45 long Colt, but it's a rifle revolver.
And it's
but
also,
it also shoots 410s.
I think it's a smart gun.
It is a smart gun. It is a very good home defense gun.
I know, I'm weird like that. But.
6 rounds of shotgun ammo, easy to use. And believe it or not, this one's just under $600. It's got a really nice Bushnell scope on it.
The chrome or the black one?
Black.
Okay, I like it.
Black with a blue, with a Bushnell. I think it's a 30 millimeter scope, too. It's like a 1.5 to 6.
That's weird. And a shotgun? With a 45?
45 long Colt, it'd be a nice little deer popper.
That's true.
So
it's cheaper than any 45 long Colt lever action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Okay. I like it. Okay. I'd give it an 8.
So it's got a good, it's got some good points to it. So
I'd shoot it.
Now, we're going to switch over now to the Ruger PC Carbine.
Okay.
Okay. Because I went down the list from top to bottom.
It's just one of the new ones, not the originals.
New ones.
Okay.
This one has an extra Magpul stock.
Okay.
Which is the nice one. It's got like the back end comes up that holds the magazines.
$70 value.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah.
It's got 2 mags, 9mm.
Okay.
I like the Magpul stock better than the original factory stock.
Yeah.
And this one's just under $500.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's a good price on a PC carbine. Now Ruger's PC carbine has been around for about 8-9 years now, maybe 10 years. Been around a long time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe 2012, 2013 sometime. They came out.
During, yeah.
And they've been popular. So along with that one, there's 3 more to choose from in the used guns too. And every one of them has a ton of options 3
more
with it.
PC carbines?
3 more PC carbines.
Okay, well.
So, I mean.
So one for every member of the family.
Well, here's the thing.
You're all getting a gun for 4th of July.
There's a big price range.
It's a big American gift. A gun.
Let me. You could buy all 4 of them.
Yeah. Well, you've
and
got
then
you'd
two have
arms.
All 4 of them. It'd be your family arms, gun legs. Now the point is, these go from $500 to $999.
Oof.
Now the $999 one is like the Cadillac version. It's got everything you could imagine on it.
It's got the.
It is really really cool. But you might have to go there and get all 4. I'm just warning you right now.
Might as well
pay the credit card off and go to the store and buy them. All right.
Thank you, Dave Ramsey.
You're welcome. That's John Ramsey's idea there. So,
I would say just buy the gun. It's
just buy them all.
You owe $400,000 in your house. Buy the gun. Buy the gun.
Could you pull some equity out of that house in case more guns? So now we talked about Smith & Wesson's.
Yeah.
They have an AR.
Yeah.
Called the AR, the Smith & Wesson Response.
Oh, okay.
That's an AR 9mm. It's their carbine, their 9mm AR carbine. It is,
reports
on it are top notch. They are good, serviceable ARs, 16.5-inch barrel, very good threaded muzzles. Of course, like all these have, I think one of the PC carbines did not have a threaded muzzle, but other than that,
well, and the Circuit Judge doesn't.
Yeah, 16.5-inch barrel on the Smith & Wesson Response, 9mm. Very good. This one's only $699.
Okay.
You know, and heck, you might bring in that old 410 pump that you had or something you don't want anymore and trade it in for it. You never know. And last but not least, last gun on the list today, Springfield Armory.
Mm.
They have their Saint in 9mm as well.
Another AR.
Another AR. They're smart guns. I've always liked my ARs. You like yours. You've got one and you like it.
Yeah,
Freedom Arms.
I got the Freedom Arms handgun.
Yeah. And very nice gun, 16.5-inch barrel. This one's got a really nice look to it. It's the Saints were designed to be a little better than the average. They're a little nicer than.
Well, the Saints are typically better than average people, anyways.
Do they go marching in?
Well, you could with this one.
The cops will go marching in if you have a Saint.
It does have shoulder straps on it, so it might have a sling swivel or two.
Yes.
So. It's got a case and one magazine, and it's roughly $1,000.
Okay.
Okay. So there's just 6, well, actually 10 of PCCs you can get at Williams Gunsight, and you can be a proud PCC owner yourself. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
If you don't have, you know, I've always heard that saying, one is none. You should have 2 of everything because one is none.
Did right? your mother tell you that?
No. Okay. No, but my gun buddies have always told me that. You know, you can't have one magazine. You have to have six magazines, you know?
Oh, well, you know, magazines. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
but what if something happens to that gun? It doesn't work. You got to have a backup. You got to have a backup plan, Jacob.
Strapped to your ankle.
Yeah.
It's a long reach for me. I don't touch my ankles hardly ever.
Yeah, well.
So, you know.
They're down there somewhere.
Maybe in a.
Have you seen those ankles? I wouldn't want to touch them either.
Thanks a lot. The gun ran away. But, no, it's when I throw my karate kicks, I worry about the gun.
I give up. Go ahead. Here's the money.
Yeah.
I can't read.
I kick you, but my ankle's got a holster on it. It's, you know, it throws me
I got
out.
A gout flare up. I can't really move it today.
I'm all out of balance. Oh, you guys are great. I tell you. I feel the love today. It's just a good feeling. So, anyways, remember, come out and see me next Friday and Saturday at Williams Gun Sight. We'll be out there selling tickets, and you can still go to tons of the places. Go to our website. Tommy'sHeart.org.
Nope. The GSS.org.
Tommy'sHeart.org. There's a list of places where we're selling.
There you go.
That are selling the raffle tickets.
I'm like, that's not our website for the radio show.
I know that. Tommy'sHeart.org has that, though. And our list of sponsors is pretty easy to see.
Tons of people.
And thank everyone.
Great support from a lot of great businesses.
And they just call me one after another asking for more tickets. So we're going to be out of tickets before the raffle's up.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, come and get your tickets while you can.
The only thing is you've got to come in and do the show before you get out to Williams to sell tickets next week. Because we got to have another show next week.
Well, but they don't
know until
10.
The show must go on.
Right. So we'll be all right.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.
And the Gunsmith Show.
Great to have you. Yeah, great to have the Gunsmith
back
together
again.
Happy
to be here.
Jacob,
it's
great to have you in.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right having him here.
Let's Well, you threw it back at him pretty good. It's a lively show when Jacob shows up.
He slaps me upside the head whenever he wants to, it seems.
Listen, let's do it again. Come on back here, same time, same place, the Gunsmiths, 8 to 9, Saturday mornings right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And we turn you back over to that right now.